Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and this is Azure Friday. We're here with Guangyang, and we've been talking about PowerShell. We've done PowerShell fundamentals and websites and storage and all this kind of stuff. But there's a new sheriff in town, something happening now. There's the new Azure portal.
Yes.
But this has a thing called Resource Manager and templates that maybe you can familiarize me with.
Yeah, so here we are in the new portal, and I think we have other videos of the new portal as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can see that when you browse it, there is this concept of a resource group. So it's actually a logical group of related Azure services or resources you have. So this is actually enabled by a functionality we call a resource manager.
Okay.
So when you create the resource group, you can actually use a JSON template to say, I want to have a website, a database in it. And you can have, and you can also say, I want to deploy some app in and write in this JSON template, and then a resource manager can take the template and deploy and create and deploy everything for you.
Oh, I see. So lately in PowerShell, I would go and write a script to make my new bank,
yep.
new website, scale it up, new database, all the resources, very kind of imperative. I have to write a program to describe my new bank.
Right.
So you're saying I would do this in a declarative way now?
Yes. Now you can define a JSON template, and you can just run this JSON template directly. Now, I have to say that because this is still in preview, so as you can see, even in the portal today, we only have a few services, resources you can use.
Right.
But long term, we're definitely going to have more and more services over here.
Okay. And there's a gallery apparently full of these different templates I can pull from, yeah?
Yes, I'm going to show you.
All right, let's check it out.
Cool. So let's go back to PowerShell. Now, the first thing you want to do is that you want to do this switch Azure mode thing. So because we have the current, what you call the imperative commands, and we also have the Azure Resource Manager commands.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to tell you that there is a clear differentiation between the two. So when you want to use it, you choose one or the other.
I see. It's a way to opt in.
Yes. So the way you do it is you do switch Azure mode, Azure Resource Manager.
Okay.
You run it. This will get into the right mode. And then you can just run the first command to say, hey, give me all the resource group I have already. So I have two, and you can see there are a lot of resources I have in them. So the first one is the default SQL one. Mm-hmm. I have some database in it. The second one is a default web one. I have server farm, insight. I have alert rules. I have SQL and web farms, server farms and website in it. So this is what I already have today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I can do is I can just simply run this command to say new Azure resource group, give it a name and a location. It's the same concept as our existing commands.
Okay.
So I run it. Really quick, telling me that it succeeded.
That was very fast because it's a logical grouping.
Yes, it's a logical grouping. It's very lightweight, and as you can see, there is no resource in it. And of course, because we haven't put anything yet.
Mm-hmm.
Now the real meat is how do I put my resource in it, right? How do I put my service in it?
Right.
Now check this command out. So this is get the gallery template, and I'm going to say I only want to look at the ones published by Microsoft,
mm-hmm.
and I only want to see the ones with category web.
Okay.
So if I run this command.
As I anticipate, this gallery is going to become quite large at some point.
Yes. So that's why we gave you futures like publisher and category. So in the future, we may add more and more futures along the way.
Mm-hmm.
But now, as you can see, we return the gallery templates, all Microsoft. And these are the templates you can choose in the category of web.
Mm-hmm.
So something interesting here is the website and MySQL database. So this one will actually create a website, create a database, and actually link them with the connection string so you can talk to your database directly.
Nice.
So that's pretty cool. Now, I see, hey, there is this template. How can I use it? Now, actually two ways. The first way you can do is you can say, let's just save it, right?
Why not? Right.
So if I run this, it will say, hey, I already have the same one because
right.
I downloaded it before. But I'm just going to replace it.
Okay.
And then in this folder, so I have this JSON file, which is my template file already. So take a look at this guy.
All right.
So it has a bunch of parameters. So here is how you define the resource. You can say, I want to have a SQL server here. I want to have a database here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how you reference to the parameters.
Right.
So I have a database. And here I have my hosting plan, I have my workers, I have my website, so these are pretty familiar.
Right.
This is how you define them. And then after you define this, you can run this PowerShell command to say, you know, create a resource group, use this template, and then give me all the parameters I need for this template.
Now it's interesting, I'm noticing that you say new resource group, these are capital letters, and then you say template file, and then there's a bunch of other stuff, and I'm thinking initially that's a really complicated PowerShell script, but I'm wondering if the ones with the capital letters mean something and the other ones are different.
Yeah, so here's the thing. So first of all, these two are exactly the same as when you create a empty resource group.
Right.
It actually, even name is the same. And this is because when you create a resource group, it's actually idempotent. So it actually won't blow away all the things that you have already in your resource group.
I see. So if I already have Guang Demo Group and I call it again, it'd still be there and I didn't break anything.
Yes, exactly. So that's definitely very convenient. And also for this dash template file, I'm just going to say I'm going to use a template file here. We just download it.
Mm-hmm.
All these up to here, actually, let me just do a break here.
Uh-huh.
So actually all these.
All those parameters.
So all these parameters.
Right, all those lowercase ones that I'm suspicious about.
Yes, all these lowercase parameters. These are actually the parameters I defined in my template file. So site name, hosting plan. Name, right? So our PowerShell commands are smart enough to parse the template and say, hey, you have a site name parameter here. You should specify it in this PowerShell command. So I will append it into PowerShell for you automatically.
That's cool.
So in fact, if I just get rid of all of them, if I do a dash and do a site, you can see it actually even gives you IntelliSense. You know that, oh, I need a site name, right?
So when I want to make file new bank, I will get one of these previews that's close to that way I want the JSON file.
Right.
I'll edit it, and I'll say dash bank name,
yes,
and it'll
exactly.
pop up.
Exactly.
That's cool.
It's that smart. And then let me put it back. It's even smarter than that. For example, the SKU guy, right? So the SKU guy is free.
Right. SKU would be like free or standard or basic.
Right. So the thing is that in the template, we're defining it has allowed values.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So free, shard, basic, standard. Check it out. So if I do this, you get basic, free, standard, shared, and standard. We even have the IntelliSense on the allowed values.
Right, and if you weren't in the PowerShell ISE, you'd get the autocomplete from the command line.
Yes, I get a tab completion. Yes,
there's even PowerShell add-ons you can get that'll pop up little ASCII PowerShell.
Yes, definitely.
Pop-ups as well. That's pretty cool.
Yes. Now let's take a look at what will happen when we run this command.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to give it a little more parameter. The first one is the storage account. So the storage account means that I will upload this template first into a storage account,
mm-hmm.
so that the resource manager API can have access to it.
Right.
Because the resource manager doesn't have access to my local template, right? So
okay.
I gave it a storage account. I do dash force. It's
so
basically
is it saying get that out of that storage account?
No, it's saying that take this local file.
Ah.
Upload it to the storage account for me first,
it.
And then tell the resource manager to say, hey, use this template.
Nice.
And so we do a dash force to say, just create it for me. I don't prompt because we don't want you to accidentally override. We don't want you accidentally to update your resource group.
I see.
So in the case of you are using the same name, we're going to prompt
right.
you.
Right, and force says, I'm serious. I know what I'm doing.
Yes, and then the dash verbose, which will give you a great progress message. So we'll,
mm-hmm.
so we're going to take a look. Now, let's run this and see what happens. So F8. Hey, there's a pop-up. Why?
This is an important point that you like to use the PowerShell ISE.
Yep.
I like to use the regular PowerShell command. These are different PowerShell hosts.
Right.
So if this was done at the PowerShell command, it would say, you know, enter input.
Yes.
But because it knows you're in a visual host,
yes.
you're getting a pop-up.
Well, not only that. So in this case, it's getting a pop-up because it's asking you for a password.
Oh, why
now, if you go back to the template, you will see you need to specify your SQL Server password.
Nice.
And it's a secure string. And our PowerShell understand that, oh, it's a secure string. So whatever you type here is actually will be masked. So see?
Nicely done.
Right. So I can do this. And boom. So it's done. So you cannot see my password.
Oh,
and now,
verbose coming
and
in.
Now my verbose coming in, so we're saying I'm creating the resource group, I'm uploading the template, and the template is valid. We actually will check whether your template is valid or not.
And it says using template, and there's your storage. It's
yes.
coming out of your storage.
Yes. And here it is creating the server farm, so then it will go on and on and on.
Yeah.
Right?
And
so
create my new
cool.
bank, my whole company.
Yes, you can definitely do that. And then, so we have a lot of other templates as well. In the template, you can we have even WordPress. You can create an entire WordPress app just with a template using the same command. Just tell me using WordPress.
Automation. Don't do things manually that you can automate.
Yes, exactly.
Very cool. We're learning all about Azure PowerShell and Resource Manager here on Azure Friday.